top of gray.
Yes.
What was the first two words, what color was that?
Our Father.
Our Father. Our, us, Father, Him. Our relationship to Him is as children to the Father. Put that first. Put that first. So, that relationship being the first, it's really good, it's really good. Buffett has picked out a good song for us today.
All right.
We can concentrate on just how wonderful the Father is to us. So, this is a sing-along, this is not a performance, this is... You saying to God, what God needs to hear, what we need to say, right? Great is our thy faithfulness. You want to say anything about this before we end it?
No? It's self-explanatory.
Okay.
Pay attention to the words.
Yes, thank you, Larry. Self-explanatory. Yes. This is to God, by the way.
There is no shadow of turning with thee.
Let me ask you something. Is communion a kind of like koinonia? How do you say that word?
Koinonia?
Koinonia. Do you know, Adam, we saw that in the news. The little boy that won the spelling bee, was that word's what he went on. And God could.
Amen.
He could spell. And they said on TV it was Christian fellowship. So I wonder if communion.
Oh,
and
yes.
Communion's that too. I know it's deeper and stuff. But I thought that was neat. The little boy that won the Pugliness States. That was the word.
Awesome.
Koinonia. Little Jim says it all the time.
So Koinonia.
And he spelled it. Mm-hmm. God's good, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Which spelling bee was this?
The United States National wow. Spelling Bee. That's wow. The last word he had. He won it with it.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing.
I didn't know that was a Greek word. Like an international language, though, that is the United States spelling bee word. That's good. That's really a witness. Yeah. I'm not a word expert.
I think Jim uses spelling bee a lot, though.
But that's the deep fellowship that you have with one another and God.
Yeah.
Because you can't have fellowship with one another if not with God.
Amen.
So it is. You can have kind of, that's what we have when we took communion this morning. You know, the deep fellowship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I were to say anything, and I think it's both words refer to the same thing, but if anything, I guess communion might stress a little bit more our communion with God.
Yes.
Because usually when we take communion, it's not just the two of us. Mm-hmm. It's with others. Mm-hmm. Paul talks about love feast. We come together and mm-hmm. love feast.
Oh, good. That's good.
And so it's the body of Christ coming together and having communion with each other and with God. So they have the koinonia at the same time, of course. So, I don't know that you can really separate the two. Because
we really can't.
We really... We gotta have that love for God. We gotta have love for others, as John said.
We can't have love for others without that first love.
Yeah. And he said, if you don't love your brother, how can you say you love God?
Yes.
Who is made? Your brother's made in God's image.
And you can see him, you don't see God.
And so John argues that point. He said, look, you gotta have love for each other too. If you don't have love for each other, how can you say the love of God is? Talks about this. Mm-hmm. And so, we need to get outside ourselves.
Amen.
I was thinking about it on the way here this morning. I was thinking, what's the sin that Christians today struggle with most? I thought, what is the sin that Christians today struggle with most? And I thought about all of this. Well, it's not lying. Mm-hmm. It's not cheating. Mm-hmm. It's not stealing. Mm-hmm. And it's not adultery. It's really not lust. It's not even greed. Mm-hmm. What is it that everybody, mm-hmm. From the Pope on down, wherever, everybody struggles with this particular sin. I struggle with it all the time. It is always a problem for me.
Selfishness, which is pride.
It's just, boy, whatever I'm doing, who am I thinking about when I do it? Am I thinking about myself or someone else? Right? I'm thinking about myself 9 times out of 10, or maybe 99 times out of 100. We do things, we're looking out for our own interests, right? And we're doing things thinking of ourselves. And so, as we were going over this.
Maybe that's your cross you have to take up daily.
Exactly. And do what? And what does that cross stand for?
It stands for
dying to self.
Dying to self.
Dying to self. Yeah. If we can get self out of the picture, then we can do the fishing we need to be.
Yes.
Right? We can be the fishers of men that we need to be.
Yes.
That's kind of a stretch, but anyway. You know, so.
It's a stretch.
You know, you brought up so many good things, and you went to Revelation. And that was good, because when you start in on seven churches, I've been doing a study on the letters to the seven churches. And there's things that are repeated in every letter. I know. He always says, I know your works. I know. Yes, I know this about you. God is aware of what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is aware of what's going on.
Amen. Yes, he is.
He knows our struggles. He knows our victories. And he knows our failures, our defeats. Alright? He knows what's going on. He's not surprised. When we go to him in prayer, our Father.
Amen.
Our Father. What did Jesus say? He said, your Father knows what you're going to ask before you even ask it. And that's why so many of our prayers, the answer is already there. Did we tell them what happened with Stephen? Did we share that with them?
In the paper?
Yeah. Would you share it? Could you share it? This is so cool. This is what happened to our son.
Well,
y'all remember Stephen, the big guy?
Yes. Yeah. Can you tell me where you're going with this?
No, just tell the story. That's good.
And blow your trumpet when you tell it.
Yes. You can stand up and be loud.
Now, Stephen, you're oldest.
Yeah.
No, he's second to the youngest. He's the biggest.
I know he's the biggest.
Yeah.
But he's second
to Stephen.
Jonathan is older than Stephen, yes, there is. The youngest is Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it just looked different when you look
at
Stephen.
Well, he's so mature at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was getting at. Of course, I got my list. I know.
And he's at Bible College, at Church of the Highlands College, okay. You know. And he had a paper due, and he went, he had planned, he was being very diligent and making plans of when he was going to do things, and so he had planned Wednesday night to, it was Tuesday, I guess, Tuesday to, because it was, he had started the Bible study and Tommy has continued it on Tuesday nights, and so I said, okay, I'm going to write this paper on Tuesday night. Well, God seemed to be saying, I want you to go to Bible study with you. When am I, you know, I have this paper due. This isn't, you know, I can't do two things at once, you know. He's going, but God was really impressing him. He needed to go to this Bible study. Okay, God, the paper's going to be late, you know. And so he went, and it really was a blessing. He saw where a lot of fruit had come from this Bible study that the Lord had started through him. And so he goes on with his schedule, you know, and so by Friday he's got his paper done, because he has, this was, you know, he had the schedule going. And so he goes and texts emails his professor and says, well, my paper's, I'm sorry my paper's late, I'm emailing it to you now. And the professor says, I got your paper, I have your paper. I got it Wednesday with the others. It's in my stack of papers.
Whoa.
And it was verbatim what he wrote, what he texted him.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What God gave him later. He went ahead and got it there.
In paper. Stephen never printed a paper copy. But the professor got a paper copy of what Stephen wrote later that week. He got it on Wednesday. Oh. Stephen wrote it after Wednesday.
Why do we limit God?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's a notable miracle.
It gives me chill bumps still to think of it.
And you know, that's how I flew the Bible. I started reading, sign, wonder, miracle, sign, wonder. That's
that's what the church, that's supposed to happen. He was faithful and he did write the paper. Praise God.
Well, he obeyed God.
He obeyed God.
He
exactly
went to the Bible
study.
That's obedience.
Yes.
It's what God is looking for. He obeyed God. He followed God. Went to the Bible study.
Awesome. Yeah, and he said, actually, there was a, that night there happened to be a girl there that was really seeking God. And he had a chance to really talk to her.
That's
and help her along
yes.
the way there. So, you know, he could see God's purpose in him going there.
Yes.
But, you know, he couldn't seem to deal with the paper until, you know, he talked to the professor. And it was like, ooh. ooh, you know, sort of thing. ooh. it's God's, God is more powerful than we give him credit for.
Amen.
Thank you for
sharing
that.
He got an A on the paper, by the way.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's wonderful. What will God inspire this? What can he, everything.
Yeah.
That's glorious.
Yeah, God is our Father, but what is his name? His name is not God, right? His name is what? Y'all remember? Y'all remember what God's name is?
Yeah.
Say it.
Jehovah? That's Lord.
Oh, that's Jehovah. That's God's name, okay? It comes from some Hebrew consonants, okay? That, I'm not going to write them, I'm not. but it's,
Yahweh.
It's written that way, and, you know, when the King James, or whoever, translated these consonants, they, you know, you just got to put in whatever, you know, whatever vowels you think fit, you know, at that time, because nobody knew how to pronounce it, right? And so we've later found out, I guess, somebody's talked to some Jewish people or something, just rabbis, and they think it's more like this, which is pronounced Yahweh. I'm sure y'all have heard Yahweh, right? Well, what is this actually mean? This is when Moses was talking with God.
I am that I am.
The burning bush, remember that? The burning bush, he's talking to God, and Moses is trying to get out of it, of course. And he says, well, when I go to your people, and I tell them that God has sent me, what shall I tell them? What is your name? All right? What is your name? And God said what? He said,
I am that I am.
I am that I am. You tell them that I am sent you.
Yes.
That's what Yahweh is. I may have talked about this before, but it's worth repeating. I am, what is the word am? Am is related to is, are,
was, were, being.
Be, right?
Was, were, being.
Was, were, being. All these are the verbs that are in this family, right? They all mean the same thing, right? They're all talking about existence.
Mm-hmm. The self-existent one.
Yeah, self-existing one. In fact, if we were to translate this word into English, we don't translate it into English. We use Jehovah, we use Yahweh, or a lot of Bibles, it's real popular to use the capitalized Lord, okay, instead of using Jehovah, the actual name, a lot of Bibles we use capitalized Lord, okay? And it's different from this, okay, all right, so, but if we were to translate this word, which word would we use to translate? We talk about I am, okay, but let me propose a word for you, okay? It's not an English word, though. It ought to be an English word, but We ought to call him. He is the exister. He causes all things to exist.
Yes.
Remember that verse? He causes all things to be. He is our, he's the exister.
The first cause of all things.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of like if God sneezed, we'd lose a couple of galaxies. You know? Yeah, that's a joke, but, you know, he is the exister. He is what causes all things to exist.
Yes, he does.
You know? It's just, well, he created all things, right? And it is by his power that all things exist. We have our being, our existence in him, right?
Yes, we do.
You're going to think about some of the verses in the Bible that talks about in him we live and move and have
our being,
our existence.
Yes.
Our existence is totally in him because he is the exister. Now, exister is not a word, okay? I made that up, but it's the only word I can come up with that really...
Well, it's something we understand, so it's literally a word.
Okay, all right, that's good.
It's not a dictionary.
I'll take that, Mary. I appreciate that.
It's quite a piece of
But he is so powerful. You see, he is so powerful. Time exists because he makes it exist.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you know, you look up into the sky, you see all the stars and galaxies and things you can't even see are out there, you know. As far as we can see, they're there. And he makes all the little bitty things that we can't even see.
Yes.
Atoms and things hold together. Nobody knows how they hold together. Flowers. Think of how intricate a flower is. How does a tree grow up in the ground? It's just all this mysteries for us. He makes them all exist.
That gives a deeper meaning to our words. Because, you know, Jesus, it says, is the expressed image of God, and he upholds all things by the word of his power.
That's right.
By his word of his power. So we got the word of his power, don't we?
Who is the word?
Jesus.
Jesus is the word, right?
This is Jesus.
Jesus is
so
the word.
That makes what you're saying, that makes our words, well, that takes it to the deep, doesn't it, a deeper level.
And we speak his
words. Yes.
When we read the Bible and we find the words, we speak his word. Right?
Yes.
When we speak his word, what happens? He honors his word. He honors his word.
Yes, he does.
Psalm 103 says angels are listening, ready to rush to carry out his word.
Well, I was just wondering if there was a significance in the fact that it says by the word of his power and not the power of his word.
I don't know. Look that up, tell us next time.
Well, I wondered it the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I already wondered.
Okay.
God put it right on me. That's scripture.
Okay. So, anyway, I just wanted to point that out, and you know, we need to get ourselves off of our own selves.
Yes.
And when we realize how God, how powerful God is, and how He's looking out for us, we can forget about ourselves. Yes. Right?
Because
when we realize He has got everything covered in our lives,
Amen.
Then we can stop thinking about ourselves and start thinking about
others. Because we have the nature of God, and God's nature is selflessness.
Yeah. So. Oh, we can say it like Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
Amen.
No, not my business, but
the Father's business.
Others. Yeah. So, anyway.
And I've been reading a lot. I've been reading. I've got my big Bible back, so I'm reading the Old Testament more. Just doing it. And it just amazes me. I know I've read it before and many times and know it and all, but it's just struck me. And this was an unborn-again man named Moses. God talked to him all the time. All the time. Yeah. How much more does he talk to us if we just listen? He did it with an audible voice because he had to, because he wasn't God inside. But
I mean, he talked to Moses all the time.
But look at how Moses spent time.
Amen. That's the key.
And he did that along. He spent 40 days. And he listened.
Up on the mountain. And he listened to him. And he did what he said.
And then he desired to see Jesus. Mm-hmm. He desired to see God. He just one day out of the God, show me your glory.
Yes. Woo.
Show me your glory. How many times he asked God to show us his glory?
And it's all around us because it's goodness. We want to see the manifested glory, like the clouds and the people falling out, the instant healings. That tree's God's goodness. His glory's all around us. We just want it more and more to see his manifested presence. But his glory, his goodness is everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. But Moses wanted to put finger on God himself. Mm-hmm. He wanted to see the glory of this God.
And God
showed him. Seen the sky. He had seen the moon. And he knew that was God's glory. Mm-hmm. But he said, I want to see more of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he showed him his goodness. He put it in his soul's goodness. His goodness passed forward.
Get him in a cup.
And show him. You spend time with him like that. The things you're trying to do, he'll show you the best way to do it.
Amen.
Which is faster, better, and more accurate. Yeah.
That's good. Good apostle. That's good.
The time's up. We're going to have to.
It's time out, right? You're doing my students this way.
All of us.
But
all of us.
So
we got to this.
Let's pray for one another, okay?
Amen.
Because, you know, whenever you run into new revelation, new truth, when God's going to show you something new, guess what happens? Satan always comes, tries to snatch it away, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's pray for each other. As we're growing in this class,
we've got
to be careful. And let's pray for each other, lift up and edify one another.
Yes.
Right? Father, I just thank you so much for loving us.
Yes,
and I just pray edification. I pray your blessings upon everyone here. As we're learning new things, Father, we don't need to be attacked, but then we know we got a more powerful God in us.
Yes.
And we look to you, Father. We know that you are faithful through all of our struggles. You are faithful. So we enforce your will here on earth, Father. We speak your word. We say, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. So we thank you, Father, for that. We ask you to bless our fellowship today. Continue to bless us. Bless the service. Bless Brother Jim. Father, may miracles be done at his word, Father, as he speaks to the people and as he ministers to the people. So we thank you for that, Father. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hey,
can you get the orange juice? Thank you.
Of course.